听我们祷告。
In this song, every stanza ends in "We beseech thee, hear us."
求听我们祷告，好像是我们在那里向神来祈求。
A lot of times when we ask the Lord to hear us, it's like His prayer of His own.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们读到这一首诗歌的每一节，他的祷告是摸着神的心意。
For brothers and sisters, in this song, every stanza, each prayer touches God's will.
求我们的主住在教会中。
We ask the Lord to abide in the church.
这是我们神他的心意。
That's according to God's will.
今天他已经为我们付了这么重的代价。
Today He has already paid hefty price.
今天他把他的名赐给我们。
And today He gave us His name.
当我们在他名里面聚集的时候，
and when we gather in His name,
他就在我们的中间，
and He abides in us,
他乐意住在他的教会中，
and He wants to abide in us,
因为神的心就在他的教会里面，
because God's heart is in His church,
他说赐他纯正的话语，
He says keep our lights and doctrine pure,
释放他所有的羁绊，
and help us to fetter from power release.
兄姐妹，这每一节我们摸着神的心意。
Brothers and sisters, each verse talks about God's will.
他要怎么样来赐福他的教会？
How He wants to bless His church.
怎么样来做工成全他的心意？
How He wants to work according to His will.
他说愿他真道能合一。
And He says how we can be one in truth and charity.
爱心工作能联系。
So that we will be one in also the doctrine.
愿他四散的儿女。
And all the scattered children.
挣脱恶者的拘禁。
From reproach of evil free.
他讲到就愿他的灯台常发光。
He says how we become the lamp of truth be bright.
弟兄姐妹，我们祷告是要摸着神的心意。
So brothers and sisters, when we pray, we want to pray according to God's will.
今天不是我们祷告一件事来勉强神来照着我们的意思。
Today we're not praying so that God will do something according to our will.
但是当我们真摸到神心意的时候，
But when we touch God's will,
这个祷告在我们的里面来讲，像是那个活水能够涌流出来。
So then our prayer will become a living stream of water.
我们神何等的乐意听这样的祷告。
And that's exactly what God wants to hear.
他就是要得着他的教会像那个发光的灯台。
He wants His church to be a lamp of light be bright.
叫他荣耀的光能够照射出去。
So that the lamp of truth can shine.
我们感谢主，这些日子我们一同读完了雅各书。
So thanks to the Lord that we have just finished the book of James.
早上我们来一起看一下在雅各书里面他讲到的祷告。
So let's look at prayer in the book of James.
我觉得里面特别有负担，看见雅各书里面讲到祷告，特别是在身体中的祷告。
And I specifically want to talk to you about the prayer in a body.
我们个人的需要，我们都可以来到神面前，神乐意听我们的祷告。
For individually, we can all come to the Lord and ask for things for us individually.
神也乐意我们在身体中，我们来向神祷告。
The Lord will hear those prayers, but the Lord also wants to hear the prayer of a body.
感谢主，最近许多弟兄姐妹越来越多来参加教会的祷告聚会。
So thanks to the Lord, there are more brothers and sisters that come to join us in our prayer group meeting recently.
神何等的欢喜，看见他的儿女同心合意的，我们一同聚在主的面前来祷告。
And how the Lord must be joyful that more brothers and sisters come in one accord to pray.
我们一起来先读几段的圣经。
Let us read a couple of verses.
雅各书第一章第五节到第七节。
The book of James, chapter 1, 5 through 7.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻沉。这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。他好，这边讲到说，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人，那求向这位神来求。
He says that if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and it will be given to him.
当我们认识到什么才是真的智慧。
When we understand the meaning of wisdom.
箴言书讲到智慧是一个人格化的智慧。
In the book of Psalm, it talks about wisdom. It gives a personality.
智慧能够呼喊。
How this wisdom can call on people.
当神在创造的时候，这个智慧它是公司。
When God created this world, this wisdom is for us.
我们它是来着这个 designer。
Oh, the wisdom is like an engineer.
那我们的主他就是 这个智慧。
That our Lord is wisdom.
基督是我们的智慧。
And Christ is our wisdom.
圣洁、公义、救赎。
The holiness, and salvation is from Him.
当我们真知道我们缺少智慧。
But when we realize that we lack wisdom.
他说应当求那后赐予众人也不斥责人的神。
Then he says, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally.
主就必赐给他。
And it will be given to him.
他这边告诉我们说只要凭着信心求一点不疑惑。
Then he says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting.
疑惑的人不要想从主那里得着什么。
For he who doubts will not receive anything from the Lord.
我看家人神叫我们应当求而且是不疑惑的向神来求。
So here it says, let him ask in faith with no doubting.
我们来读第四章第二节和第三节。
James chapter 4, 2 and 3.
你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害、嫉妒又斗殴征战也不能得，你们得不着是因为你们不求，你们求也得不着是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。那这句很宝贵哈，你们得不着是因为你们不求。
This is precious because he says you lust and do not have.
你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求。
You lust and do not have because you ask amiss.
第五章第十三节到第十六节，我们先来读一下。
James 5:13 through 16.
你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂；你们中间有病了的呢，他就该请教会的长老来。他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告，出于信心的祈祷，要救那病人。主必叫他起来，他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。他这边告诉我们说，你们要彼此认罪，互相代求。
He says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another.
雅各书第五章讲到为病人的祷告和一般我们所认识为病人的祷告是有一些不同的。
In James chapter 5, the prayer for the sick is different from what we think about.
我们知道主在为病人祷告的时候，常常讲一句话说，你的信救了你。
Well, we know that when Jesus prayed for the sick, he will say that your faith has saved you.
神乐意听我们的祷告。
For God wants to listen to your prayer.
我们也常常真的是为着肢体在疾病中的，我们在信心中来祷告。
And indeed, a lot of times we pray for the ones that are sick among us.
因为主已经为我们受了鞭伤。
Because the Lord has taken on the scorching for us.
叫我们得着了医治。
So that we may be healed.
弟兄姐妹，在雅各书里面，他讲到的祷告，特别要长老来祷告，还要抹油祷告。
Brothers and sisters, in the book of James, chapter 5, he talked about how the elders of the church can pray for us and anoint us with oil.
他告诉我们要彼此认罪。
It tells us to confess our transgressions to one another.
互相代求。
And pray for one another.
神乐意听这样的祷告。
Because that's a prayer that God wants to hear.
我们要认识到说，这边所讲的是在身体中的祷告。
So let us understand that this prayer is a prayer in our body.
我们最后来读雅各书第五章第十七节和第十八节。
And lastly, let's read James chapter 5, 17, 18.
以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。以利亚是与我们一样性情的人。
Elijah was a man with a nature like ours.
我们想到说，以利亚在旧约里面好像是一个最大的先知。
When we think about how Elijah is one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament,
他所做的事，所有的神迹奇事，那真是轰轰烈烈的。
All the signs and miracles he has done are great.
他好像跟我们都是不一样的人。
And how Elijah are so different from us, it seems.
好像神特别。使用这个器皿给他不同的恩赐不同的能力。
And it looked like how Elijah is the chosen vessel with all this power.
但是雅各书告诉我们以利亚是和我们是一样性情的人。
In the book of James chapter 5, it says, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours.
当你读到圣经里面这么伟大的一位以利亚他怎么样在罗藤树下在那里求死。
And then we talked about how Elijah was a person, how he prayed.
神要让我们看见说,
and here it says that he is a man with a nature like ours.
他的心在神的身上,
and how Elijah has his heart on God's house.
神叫我们同样起来祷告,
and God asks us to do the same in prayer.
当伊利亚看见当时在这个国度的里面, 那么多拜巴利、拜亚瑟拉的这样的一些,
and when Elijah saw how many other people are worshipping foreign gods, bowed.
好像整个的国度堕落到一个拜偶像的光景,
how the whole kingdom became the people of idolatry.
他们离开了神,
how these people departed from God.
他们不认识这位永生神,
and how these people now reject God.
伊利亚祷告,
so Elijah prayed.
他祷告目的是要这些儿女们认识只有耶和华是神,
and the purpose of his prayer was to for the people to understand that only God is the true God.
他求神, 不要降雨降在地上,
so he asked God not to rain.
所以我们看见说, 真的有3年零6个月, 雨就没有降在地上,
then we see how in 3 years and 6 months there are no rain.
伊利亚向那些拜巴利拜亚撒拉的先知, 在那里挑战,
so Elijah challenged the other prophets that worship Baal.
他在那里挑战什么事情呢?
And what did Elijah challenge them to do?
你们能够把一只牛献在你们的坛上,
and he says, if you could sacrifice an ox in your altar,
今天你们可以做任何你们的事情,
you can pray however you want.
今天看看神会不会降火下来, 把你们的祭物, 把它焚烧去,
and let's see if your God can give a burning fire to receive your ox sacrifice.
好, 所以有450位拜巴利的先知,
so there were 450 priests of Baal.
那有400位拜亚瑟拉的先知,
and there are another 400 priests of another god.
以利亚呢, 就他一个人,
but Elijah, he was by himself.
他说你们先坐吧,
so Elijah says, you guys go first.
把牛放在坛上,
so they
put
their oxen on the altar.
他们尽他们所能的, 但是呢, 火没有降下来,
so these people, they pray really earnestly to their god, but there was no fire.
最后没有办法,
and at the end, they couldn't do nothing more.
以利亚说, 现在轮到我来了,
so Elijah said, it's now my turn.
他筑了坛,
so he built up an altar.
把牛预备好了, 放在上面,
he killed an oxen and put on the altar.
他叫人准备了烧水,
and then he asked people to prepare buckets of water,
倒在坛上,
and to pour water,
好牛出来, 让沟里面也满了水,
so that not only the altar but also the trenches around the water, the altar is filled
那个征战是一个非常大的征战,
and that was a great battle.
但是我们的主, 他完全的得胜,
but our God was victorious.
当伊利亚祷告, 火就从天上降下来,
and when Elijah prayed, the fire came down from heaven,
把祭物完全的烧去,
and it consumed the sacrifice.
众人能够在那里承认说只有耶和华是神,
so now everyone who saw it can confess that only God is the true God.
弟兄姐妹, 以利亚, 他和我们是一样性情的人,
brothers and sisters, here says Elijah was a man with a nature like ours.
但是在那个时候, 他怎么能够行这么大的神迹,
and how in that time he could execute such a miracle.
神是这样听他的祷告,
how God hears his prayer.
我们感谢主, 借着雅各告诉我们,
so thanks to God through the book of James.
今天神要我们都起来,
today we are all men that can raise up and pray.
以利亚的祷告, 他不是照着他, 不是为着他的自己,
when Elijah prayed, he did not pray for his own need.
他摸着神的心意,
and he prayed according to God's will.
他在那里照着神的旨意来祷告,
and did it according to God's will, he prayed.
弟兄姐妹, 当我们看见这件事过了以后, 以利亚, 他向神来求雨,
then after this, we see how Elijah next asked for rain.
他怎么样恳切在神面前来祷告,
and how he prayed earnestly before God.
我们感谢主在这些里面, 神叫我们一同来进入一个祷告, 是在基督身体里面的祷告。
So thanks to God, he wants us to learn what a corporate prayer is.
他叫我们要求,
so that when we pray,
今天, 在这边我们看见说, 你们得不着, 因为你们不求。
We could see that we do not have because we are not asking right.
主在福音书里面, 他告诉我们说, 我所做的事, 你们也要做。
in the book of Gospel, it tells us that whatever I do, you shall do.
并且要做比这更大的事。
And you shall even do greater things.
很多时候我们读到这段圣经，我们觉得主讲的话好像不是很实际啊。
And a lot of times when we read these verses, we will think that what Jesus said was not practical.
主做的事情太大了。
What Jesus has done were already so great.
我们可以讲说，因为他是神的儿子。
Then we could say that because he is the Son of God.
他不但叫病人得着医治。
Not only he can heal the sick.
他叫死人复活。
He could make the dead resurrect.
风和海都听他的命令。
The wind and the sea are calmed by his word.
今天我们这些人怎么可能做比主做的更大的事情呢？
And today, as tiny humans, how do we do greater things than Jesus?
当主讲完了以后，他下面就告诉我们。
And after Jesus has said that, what did he say after?
他是把祷告的权柄来赐给我们。
What he said was, he now gives us the power to pray.
他把他的名赐给我们。
He now has given us his own name.
我们能够在他名里面奉他的名来祷告。
So that now we can pray in his name.
弟兄姐妹，不是靠着我们自己来做什么大的事情。
Brothers and sisters, it is not by our own strength that we can do great things.
甚至要我们在祷告里面来与他同工。
But what God wanted us to do is to work in our prayer with Him.
主耶稣已经为我们受死。
Because Jesus has died for us.
他为我们复活。
He has resurrected for us.
他为我们升天。
And He has ascended on high for us.
他是我们慈悲忠心的大祭司。
And He is now the great priest among us.
他长远活着为我们在代求。
And He lives so that He can intercede for us.
我们都知道我们主他在真帐幕里面做执事。
So we know that He is the true priest in the tabernacle.
他今天他的心就在他教会里面。
And today his heart is in his church.
他要得着一个荣耀的教会。
He wants to have a glorious church.
这才能让他的心得着满足。
And this is the only thing that can satisfy his heart.
弟兄姐妹，我们神他做事，他今天不是要他单独的、个人的，他在那里来完成他的工作。
So brothers and sisters,Jesus does not want to do everything by himself.
今天他要得着我们和他一同有份于在他工作的里面。
And today he wants us to be partakers of his work.
他要我们来求。
He wants us to pray.
我们得不着，因为我们不求。
We do not have because we do not ask.
我们说我们个人的生活里面有许多大大小小的事情。
How we think about, we have so many little things in our life.
有些人觉得说事情太小了，不好意思来麻烦神。
And sometimes you think that our things are just too small. Let's not bother God.
常常有人说我们的神实在太忙了。
But sometimes you will say that our God is too busy.
啊，这么多人都跟他祷告。
How so many people are praying to him.
啊，我这么小的事情也就不麻烦他了。
With my little trouble, let's not bother God.
不，神叫我们要求。
But no, God said, ask.
因为你祷告，我们就跟神在这样的事情上，我们是一同经过，一同有份的。
Because when we prayed, then we experienced things with God together.
他下面也告诉我们说，你们求也得不着，因为你们妄求。
Then in the book of James it says, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss.
弟兄姐妹，我们祷告不是在那里，好像要求神做一件他不想要做不合他心意的事情。
Brothers and sisters, when we pray, we are not making requests that is outside of God's will.
好像神不愿意做，借着祷告我们能够勉强他、改变他，让他来做这件事情。
It is not something that God doesn't want us to do, but then we request, so he does it for us.
这边呢，他特别讲到他们的情形，讲到那个贪恋。
Here, it talks about lust.
他讲到说他们在那里的斗殴。
He says about how they have desire and murder.
有很多的祷告，当人都是在为自己来求好处的时候。
A lot of individual prayers are for individual gains.
神他何等的爱我们。
How God loves us.
还是神因着爱，他愿意把最好的来赐给我们。
And through His love, God wants us to have the best.
有时候我们想想，我们多少的祈求，我们求的可能不过是次好的。
So a lot of times, if you remember, you're only asking for the second best.
你说神为什么没有听我向他所求的？
And then you will say, how come God doesn't hear my prayer?
哎，我也求得很迫切。
I have prayed earnestly.
但是神怎么没有听我的祷告？
But yet, I never receive.
弟兄姐妹， 很多时候你回头再看
Brothers and sisters, when you look back,
说还好那个时候还没有听我那个祷告
Aren't you glad that your prayer wasn't answered?
神要给我们的是上好的
Because God has prepared the best for us.
他何等的巴不得我们借着祷告来到他的面前
And how he wanted us through our prayer to come close to him.
今天我们若是不求
So today, if we don't ask,
我们得不着
then we will never receive.
他说受苦的就该祷告
And he says, anyone suffered, let him pray.
祷告是我们的权利
Because we have the right to pray.
祷告是我们的生命
We have a prayer life.
神要我们在环境中在各样的难处中我们来到他的面前
And God wants us in all situations rise up and pray
我们亲近神神就必亲近我们
When we want to be praying and close to God God is close to us
他讲到说在受苦的时候要祷告
During suffering we shall pray
在喜乐的时候要歌颂
And when we are cheerful let him sing psalms、
如果你想想看哈你以前在学生的时候你在大考之前祷告的多呢还是大考之后祷告的多
Now think about it when you are a student do you pray more before a final or do you pray more after the final、
啊、我想都是在考试前、哦、
I think we all pray before the final、
啊、拼命的祷告
We would all pray before the exam
考完了呢
But what happened after the exam
放暑假了呢
What happened during your summer vacation
很多时候人就忘记了
I think a lot of time we just forget
所以我们常常要提醒这些放暑假的孩子们
So let all the kids in summer vacation be reminded
不要忘记读经啊不要忘记祷告
Don't forget to read the Bibles Don't forget to pray
受苦的时候要祷告
We prayed when we suffer
其实神他没有意思叫我们白白的受苦
And indeed God doesn't want us to suffer in vain
我们的神没有降灾祸的意念
Because our God does not have a mentality to give us suffering
他只有慈恩的意念
He only wants to give us grace
但你说为什么今天还有许许多多的苦难环境临到神儿女的身上呢
You ask then how come as children of God we experience suffering
世界上的人受苦人生不如意的是十常八九这是我们可以理解的
When people of this world, they suffer a lot of the time, we can understand that.
但是我们是神的儿女。
But yet, we are children of God.
弟兄姐妹，好像我们并免不了在世界中有许多的苦难。
Brothers and sisters, we are as vulnerable as other people in suffering.
主并没有叫我们离开这一些环境。
We will not be depart from suffering just because we are children of God.
但是主告诉我们在受苦的时候我们要祷告。
But he says that when we suffer, let us pray.
我们在主的里面我们有平安。
And in God, we'll find peace.
我们可以来到主的面前来亲近他。
And now we have a path to come close to God, to be close to God.
亲近神，神就必亲近我们。
When we come close to God, God is close to us.
弟兄姐妹，神儿女经过一些环境，一些苦难。
So brothers and sisters, when we go through suffering,
跟世界上的人经过的苦难是完全不一样的。
We face it differently with the people in this world.
为什么我们需要在苦难中要祷告？
So why do we need to pray during suffering?
然后你不祷告，很多时候我们自己来扛着这些问题。
Because when we don't pray, we try to take on the burden by ourselves.
我们咬着牙，我们说这些苦我会忍过去。
We will grind our teeth and say, I can get through this.
但是我们常常受了苦难，却是白白的受苦。
Then I tell you that you're going through the suffering in vain.
就说受苦的要祷告
Because the Lord says When you suffer Let you pray
当你在环境在重担的里面他要我们来到神的面前
When you're under a heavy burden Come to the Lord
我们来亲近他
Come close to the Lord
我们经历到他亲近我们他与我们同在
To experience how close he is to you How he carries your burden
他要我们经历到在这些难处的里面他怎么样怀揣抱抱我们
How he wants us to understand that when we go through the suffering, we are being embraced by him.
在经过试炼的时候，他在这里试验我们，也就是说，他要把里面我们纯净的生命能够把它显出来。
When we go through a difficult trials, we are being tested so that we can be more like him.
这是神在我们身上的心意。
That's God's will.
我们感谢主。
So thanks to him.
弟兄姐妹，今天这一在雅各书里面告诉我们的祷告，我们要认识到说，不只是为我们个人的需要祷告。
So brothers and sisters, the prayer that the book of James talked about, it is not an individual prayer.
神特别让我们进入一个情形，就是摸着他的旨意。
God wants us to go into a reality that we can touch his will.
在身体中来祷告。
That we have a corporate prayer.
啊，我们在夏令会的时候呢，有一组呢，就是讲到家庭的婚姻。
During the summer conference, there is a class that talk about marriage.
我们就常常想到说，很多的家庭夫妻关系上有各样的不同的情形。
And he talked about how in a marriage there are so many situations arise.
常常我们在做婚姻辅导啊，在这些方面的时候，会给弟兄姐妹一些建议。
So as a marriage counselor, sometimes we give advice to brothers and sisters.
今天很多的时候，我们有重担。
So today, a lot of times we have a burden to carry.
我们彼此之间有很多的想法，个性的不同。
And between each other, we have different thoughts and thinking.
当我们所有的注意力就在我们自己的身上。
But when we set our focus on ourselves,
好一点的，能够一起祷告，为着你们的家一些的难处、一些需要来祷告。
If you're in a better situation, maybe you guys will pray together.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们是可以经历到说，当你来到神的面前。
Brothers and sisters, you will experience that when you come to the Lord,
我们为着神的儿女来祷告，
and when you pray for the children of God,
摸着神的心意来祷告，
and when you pray according to God's will,
哎呀，很多的时候你就经历到说，我们的难处真的主在这里，他知道他正在担当。
Then a lot of times you realize that your own difficulty, the Lord is already taking care of it.
你背别人的担子，主就背你的担子。
When you carry others' burden, the Lord will carry yours.
你关心别人的难处，主就关心你的难处。
When you pay attention to the others, then God will pay attention to you.
夫妻两个人能够这样子一同来祷告。
When a couple can get together and pray.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常蒙福的事情。
Then brother and sister, that's a blessed thing.
我们不只要一起来到神的面前。
Not only together, we have to come to the Lord.
我们个人，我们在家庭里面的一些难处，一些需要，我们的确可以带到神的面前来祷告。
And yes, on one hand, we can bring all our individual needs to the Lord.
你也会经历到一个更大的福分，当我们一同为着神的家，为着弟兄姐妹来祷告。
But I tell you that on the other hand, when you come forth to the Lord and pray for the others, you will receive a greater blessing.
祷告是为了要成全神的心意。
To pray so that God's will can be satisfied.
你们得不着，因为你们不求。
You do not have because you do not ask.
你们求也得不着，因为你们妄求。
You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss.
神要我们向他来祈求，来祷告。
God wants us to pray to Him.
弟兄姐妹，借着这样的祷告，我们来到神的面前，能够摸着他的心意。
So brothers and sisters, through prayers, let us touch God's will.
很多时候你祷告，能不能够说，主啊，不是照着我的意思，是照着你的意思。
How often can you pray and say, God, do this not according to my will, but yours?
我们是不是能够来到主面前说，主让你的心意显明在我们里面，我们愿意一同来摸着你宝座上的心意。
Can we come to the Lord and say, let's do everything according to your will, so that I can touch your will?
有很多时候你在祷告当中，你摸着了宝座上的心意。
Sometimes when we prayed, we can touch his will.
说你那个摸着的，你说我过去我知识里面，我认识里面，好像我都知道了。
Sometimes you say that maybe I already know his will according to my knowledge.
你说求主住在教会中。
Maybe you say that let God abide in a church.
我相信绝大部分的儿女呢，都知道神乐意住在教会的里面。
I think that in our knowledge, we all know that God wants to dwell in us.
但是很多时候我们就没有那样的一个迫切，没有那样的一个心说，我要像是这样来祷告，求主住在教会里面。
How often do we only know about it? Do we actually pray earnestly that God will dwell in our church?
也就是说，这是神的心意。
In other words, saying that we know that God's will.
是的，我们知道这是神乐意要做成的事情。
And yes, we know that that's what God wants to do.
但是神的心意今天要实现，真实的在儿女们的中间，那么真实的能够实化显现出来。
But how often do we actually ask so that God's will execute in us.
需要我们来祷告。
It needs our prayer.
那这个祷告是让我们来到主的面前。
And this prayer required us to come to the Lord.
当我们一同摸着宝座上的心意。
When we all touch God's will.
他一摸着神的心，他那样的迫切，他那样的渴望能够住在教会中。
When we understand how God truly, earnestly want to dwell among us.
当我们再来想到，再来 认识到说，为什么我们现在的情形，我们常常经历不到，或者说感觉不到神那丰富的同在。
And then we'll understand how a lot of times we lack the presence of the Lord in us.
当我们知道说我们自己也好，同伴也好，有各种不同的软弱。
And we realize how all of us are weak at times.
我们里面有一个急切的觉得说，教会需要主他住在教会的里面。
Let us earnestly understand how important it is for God to dwell among us.
主叫我们来到他的面前。
So God asks us to come close to Him.
啊，当我们摸着他宝座上的心意。
And to touch His will.
他那么渴望住在教会中。
How He desires to dwell among us.
我们是这样子，你摸着了主的心意，然后呢，我们向他迫切的来祷告。
So let us touch His will and then pray earnestly.
神乐意听出于信心的祷告。
God wants to hear the prayer in faith.
今天我们怎么样能够在祷告中有一个信心，就是说我相信今天你这样的祷告，神要来垂听的。
So how do we ask in faith such as without doubt?
因为你摸着了宝座上的心意。
That's only after you touch His will.
因为这就是神他要做的事情。
Because that's what God wanted to do at the first place.
他爱教会，为教会舍己。
He loved the church and He gave Himself to the church.
他渴望得着一个荣耀的教会。
And He wants His church to be glorious.
他今天要得着教会在地上成为发光的灯台。
And today He wants His church to be a light of truth.
能够彰显一个荣耀的见证。
To reveal His glorious testimony.
哦，弟兄姐妹，无论在哪一个点上。
So brothers and sisters, doesn't matter where you are.
来，我们一同来到主的面前。
We can all come to the Lord.
你说你摸着了主宝座上的心意。
And to touch His will.
很多时候是的，我们知识上、读经上，我们都知道。
Sometimes when we read the Bible, we have knowledge.
但是祷告的时候，特别圣灵在我们的里面，你就在那一个时候，他把一个很清楚的一个负担、一个看见摆在你的里面。
But when we pray earnestly to God, God will now give us a touch from the Holy Spirit.
神是这样的爱他的教会。
And we will now truly understand how God loves His church.
我们摸着他的心意之后，弟兄姐妹，我们就在信心的里面，我们迫切的。来向神来祈求。
And when we grab a hold of God's will, let us pray for that earnestly.
出于信心的祈祷，这是神他所乐意要垂听的。
The prayer of faith will be heard.
要凭着信心求，他说叫我们一点不疑惑。
Let us ask Him in faith with no doubting.
我们感谢主，主把祷告的权柄赐给我们。
Thanks to the Lord, He now gives us the power to pray.
你借着祷告，他叫我们摸着他的心意。
So it is through prayer that we can touch His will.
啊，神他旨意的成就
，and the completion of God's will.
借着神儿女的祷告
，is done through our prayer.
然后很多时候我们也看见，是先成全在祷告的人身上。
And a lot of time it will come true first from the people that pray.
你迫切照着神的心意祷告。
The persons that pray earnestly.
神先把他的心意成就在我们身上。
God will set forth His will on this person.
这是非常感谢主的事情。
And so thanks to the Lord.
雅各书第五章里面
，In James chapter 5,
他讲到一个祷告。
He talk about a prayer.
他说：“你们中间有病的呢，他就该请教会的长老来。他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
And they can anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord.
出于信心的祈祷，要救那病人。
And the prayer of faith will save the sick.
那我们平常常常弟兄姐妹在疾病的时候，我们互相的在信心里面来祷告。”
How at times when a brother or sister is sick, we get together and pray for this brother or sister.
我们也看见有许许多多的神迹奇事。
And then we see a lot of miracles.
因为的确主已经受了鞭伤。
Because indeed the Lord has taken on the scorching.
我们得着了医治。
So that we may be healed.
因为主是我们的生命，是我们的大夫。
Because the Lord is now our healer.
在这里他讲到一个祷告。
And here it talked about a specific prayer.
不只是我们个人为自己来祷告
，not our individual prayer.
也超过说我们彼此来代求
，and it's more than the praying for each other.
所以这个病呢，它特别讲到一种的软弱。
This sickness is talk about a weakness.
它需要长老
It requires an elder from the church.
需要抹油。
It requires an anointing oil.
在这里我们要看见说他所讲的，今天讲到圣灵的膏油，要从元首流到胡须，流到衣襟，流到每一个肢体。
It talks about how the healing is from the head and then through the oil pass on to the different body parts.
特别有一些软弱，有一些疾病。
Specifically for some sickness or weakness.
是因着他们离开了基督的身体。
Is because of these people how they depart from the body of Christ.
需要带回到身体里面，让整个生命、整个膏油能够流通。
And how they needed to be brought back into the church so that they became part of the body again.
然后你看见说，他的病就好了。
Then you see that now this person is healed.
他原本是被从身体当中，他好像是一个独立又分开的一个肢体。
Before it was a part that was separated from the rest of the body.
神要把他们带回到身体的里面。
But God wants to bring this part back into the body.
我的岳父哈，他是一个蛮正直的人。
That my father-in-law, he is a just man.
他很年轻的时候，他们就是在教会的里面。
When he was younger, he was in a church.
他有蛮多的服事。
And he had a lot of service.
他是会计师，又是教授。
He was an accountant. He was also a professor.
所以他在教会里面呢，也负一些这个财务方面的责任。
So in the church, he carries the burden of the financial responsibility.
后来他还有一次，因着在一些处理上跟别人的意见有了一些的冲突。
But one time for some small little things, administration things, he got into an argument with someone else.
后来他就不再去教会。
And then he stopped going to church.
那他这个这么长的时间，我们家姊妹啊，他们说从小呢，他爸爸就是礼拜天早上带他们读一章的箴言或者是诗篇。
So for a long time, this brother will lead his daughters to read at least one chapter of the Psalms or Proverbs on Sunday.
弟兄姐妹，他在年轻的时候，曾经在教会里面是很多的服事。
Brothers and sisters, when this brother was younger, he had a lot of services.
那就的人来说，他是一个很正直、蛮好的一个人。
And in front of man, in the perspective of man, he is a just man.
但是等到他年老的时候，我们跟他见面交通啊，你就觉得啊，真是可惜。
But as he get older, when he departs from the church, when you talk to him, you feel pitiful for him.
就因着一件事情。他过不去，他就离开了身体的交通，身体里面的一起的侍奉。
Because just through this one little thing, he has now departed from the rest of the body.
啊，今天主要把负担给我们，在我们的周围可能还有许许多多，还因着各样的事情，今天他们是在外面是落单的。
So, brothers and sisters, maybe today you have this burden. Maybe there are people around you that are separated.
啊，雅各也告诉我们，有迷失的要把他们找回来啊。
So, in the book of James, it says that for the ones that are lost, go get them back.
他们得救了
and save them.
但是呢，把一个人寻回来，我们知道说跟他的魂的得救是有关系的，跟我们在永远的心意的里面，神要我们彼此来相爱，彼此。把这些失落的能够寻回来。
That when we bring them back, we save them because now they have a part of eternity. How we have this burden.
所以我们看见雅各书里面那个祷告。
So the prayer in the book of James
是叫元首的丰富今天能够流到每一个肢体的里面。
It talked about how the fullness of the head can be spread down to the rest of the body.
一个肢体它若是单独了。
If a part is separated from the rest of the body,
你如果用个橡皮筋把你的手指把它缠起来
，just like if you try to use a rubber band and tie the knot on your finger,
没有多久它就红了，它就紫了，然后就发黑了。
Very quickly, your finger will turn blue or maybe even purple.
弟兄姐妹，我们在主面前迫切祷告。
Brother and sister, let us pray earnestly.
有多少软弱的
？When there are others that are weak,
灰心的
，When there are disappointed,
下沉的
，When they are fallen.
今天我们要求元首，他把每一个肢体带回到身体的里面。
Let us ask from the head so that we will collect all these lost parts back into one.
他这边告诉我们要互相认罪。
He says we have to
彼此认罪
confess our transgressions to one another. 互相
代求
pray for one another.
今天雅各书告诉我们不要彼此批评。
The book of James tells us not to criticize.
不要彼此埋怨。
Not to complain.
还要我们彼此认罪。
And confess our transgression.
批评埋怨的时候，总觉得我是对的。
When you criticize, when you complain, you think that you're the right one.
别人是错的。
The other person is at fault.
但是认罪呢？
But when you confess,
承认说我有亏欠,
that's when you admit that I am at fault.
在福音书里面告诉我们说, 你在坛上献祭的时候,
in the gospel, it says, when you give your sacrifice on the altar,
如果你想到有人向你怀怨,
if you thought about who, how someone offended you,
你要把你要向神献的礼物, 你先放下来,
how you offended someone, you should take down your sacrifice.
你去和那个人和好,
and you have to make peace with this other person first.
今天我们读的时候, 也许从我们的角度说, 今天若是我有得罪了谁, 啊, 主来光照我, 然后我向他认罪和好, 那这个觉得还蛮合理的。
So brothers and sisters, sometimes we think that at that situation it's because if we did something that offended someone else, we have to make peace with the other person.
但是这个主的话是说,若有人向你怀怨,
but then what the Lord said is, if someone offended you,
他不是讲一个对与错的问题,
it's not talking about who is right or who is wrong.
有人向你怀怨,
if someone offended you,
可能是他错的,
maybe the other person is at fault.
并不是我惹他的,
I didn't do nothing wrong.
但是呢, 你还是要放下礼物, 你先去与人和好。
But yet what you still need to do is take down your sacrifice and make peace with the other person first.
因为这是神的心意。
Because that's what God asked for.
弟兄姐妹是不是能够彼此认罪。
So brothers and sisters, can we confess our transgressions to each other?
审判论断都是在是非原则的里面。
When we judge and when we criticize, we're saying who is right and who is wrong.
当我们真是来到主面前, 你觉得说, 我在爱里面常以为是亏欠的。
But when we come to the Lord, we realize that through His love, we are all short.
今天有人向我怀怨,
today, if someone offended me,
我愿意向他认罪。
Let me forgive him and confess to him.
我们愿意在身体的里面, 我们看见这是神的心意, 我们能够一同来祷告。
So in a corporate body, let us understand that we can have a corporate prayer.
就是在生命原则当中。
And that is in a new life.
他要我们看见说, 彼此认罪, 互相代求。
James wants us to understand that we have to confess our transgressions and pray for one another.
使你们可以得医治。
So that we may be healed.
所有的软弱, 所有的疾病,
our weaknesses and sickness.
今天我们需要看见一件事情,
let us today see one thing.
神要我们彼此认罪,
God wants us to confess our transgression to one another.
我们都伏在神的面前,
so let us all bow down.
让我们的主在我们中间, 祂有一条路能够行过来,
and let our Lord open a new path.
祂的旨意能够从天上能够带到地上来,
and His heavenly will can be carried down into this world.
彼此认罪, 互相代求,
confess our transgressions and pray for one another.
这是在身体里面的祷告,
and that's a corporate prayer.
一个肢体受苦, 全身都受苦,
when a body part is in pain, the whole body suffers.
一个肢体还在外面流荡, 我们要把它寻回来。
When a part is separated, bring him back.
我们需要在主里面这样子的来祷告, 迫切的祷告。
So let us pray a corporate prayer in his body.
他在那边讲到说以利亚的那个恳切祷告。
And then he talked about the earnest prayer of Elijah.
他在这些巴利拜巴利的先知, 拜亚撒拉先知面前, 他是一个公开的祷告。
And before the priest of Baal, Elijah has a public prayer.
让我们看见他在向神求雨的时候,
when we see how Elijah asked for rain,
把他的脸放在两膝的中间,
and how he put this in the middle,
他向神恳切的, 这是他在神面前个人的祷告,
and how he prayed publicly and earnestly in front of other people.
他一次次叫那个仆人去看看外面有没有什么改变。
And time and time he asked his servant to check out if something is different outside.
到了第七次,
and until the seventh time,
那仆人才看见说, 有一个比巴掌还小的一块云啊。
Then the servant came back and says, there is a rain cloud about the size of a thumb.
对伊利亚讲, 这是一个非常确定的把握。
So to Elijah, that is a proof.
赶快叫这个王备车, 大雨要来了。
So the Elijah tell his servant and tell the king that the rain is coming.
兄姐妹, 你看见一次, 两次, 三次, 到第七次。
So brothers and sisters, after the first time, second time, third time, until the seventh time.
这当中, 这个祷告, 它需要 迫切, 他需要忍耐,
and in this whole period, he prayed earnestly.
让他知道这是神的心意,
because he knew that is God's will.
以利亚是和我们一样性情的人,
and he said, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours.
义人的祷告是大有功效的,
for a righteous man, prayer availed much.
弟兄姐妹，我们求主得着我们。
So let the Lord receive us.
这些日子，我们同心合意在主面前来祷告。
So that we can all pray for each other.
借着祷告，让神的心意能够成就在教会的里面。
And through our prayer, let God's will come true among us.
我们摸着他宝座上的心意。
And let us touch His will.
但是今天在教会中，他的心意还没有那样的真实的显出来。
And today.If our prayer are not answered,
今天我们需要祷告。
Then let us pray some more.
神他在祷告的人身上，他先做工，先把祝福叫我们来经历。
Because God will first bless the people that come and pray to Him.
我们感谢主。
And thanks to the Lord.
我们再来唱诗歌679首。
Let us sing song 679.
弟兄姐妹。